This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. We're going to hear now from a family band, but they're a far cry from the Carter family or the Jackson Five. Three brothers from St. Joseph are about to release their second EP and tour Europe. But as Casey Currents' Matthew Long Middleton discovered, recognition at home has been harder to come by.
Heading north along I-29 out of Kansas City, there's a stretch of road rather indistinguishable from the previous stretch of road. But as you come to a bend in the Missouri River, St. Joseph emerges from the horizon. Like many smaller American cities, the downtown is filled with abandoned and repurposed buildings, making the city look like a person in oversized shoes. And coming from this city are three Maverick brothers, and they make music like this.
Check.
Hello. Check.
When they came into the studio for our interview late one night, I was surprised by how small the brothers were. Considering their deep vocals and charging sounds, I'd suspected they'd be bigger. They sat down to the mics, one dressed in a flannel button-down, the youngest in a Star Wars t-shirt, and the other in a torn, faded denim vest.
My name's Darian, and I play guitar and lead vocals in Radke.
My name is Isaiah Radke, I play the bass, and I lay down the background vocals.
I'm Solomon Yaki, I play drums.
They formed the band 3 years ago, when Saul was just 13, Isaiah 15, and Dee 17. Besides their age, the other remarkable thing about them as a punk band is how often they're together with their parents.
All the time. We have a better relationship with our parents and with each other than a lot of people have with their parents or, you know, their siblings. So whatever they did it right. I don't remember what they did, but whatever it was. I wasn't taking notes. I wish I was taking notes.
One of the things their parents did was share music. Their father, Matt Radke, had a library full of music, like Van Halen, the Pixies, the Ramones, and others. Another one of the things their parents did was homeschool the brothers. Isaiah and Dee remember the 1 year they actually spent in school.
I wanted out of there, though, because I wasn't into... I don't know, just the kids just didn't get me. They didn't get the music we dug, and they just didn't get it, so we just got out of there.
They get you all in trouble for no reason. For some reason, you get in trouble because of their stupid, you know, decisions.
Entire classrooms getting in trouble for one kid. Yeah. That's like something so I stupid. Wouldn't take, so I was out of there.
They returned home for their studies and focused on their passion, music. In 2010, their father sent a demo to a club in Merriam. There was a hole to open for the long-established ska punk band Fishbone, and for some reason, they got the gig.
We had no business playing that show.
We were not supposed to play that, but we did, and it gave us a really good head start. They didn't ask us if we had played a show before. Yeah. They didn't ask us how old we were. Mm-hmm. So we just got to get in, play our set. Everyone dug it. And then, you know, then you can say, hey, we opened up for Fishbone. So adult, like 21 plus clubs can say, hey, they're a real band. They have a half hour set. They can play this place. And they open for a real band.
Slowly, Radke gained recognition regionally.
We get such great shows in KC and Lawrence.
Just like walking on the streets, we get noticed.
Yeah, it's
by people. It's
so
really
fun.
It's a cool feeling.
In the last 3 years, they played at South by Southwest, the Afropunk Festival in New York, been written up in the New York Times, and toured to London.
They know our songs there. It's kind of nuts. Like, it's I can't wait to go back.
Before we even get there, they know our songs.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, we got, because some of our EP had been getting radio play, so, you know, at the Download Fest, people were up front and, like, mouthing words to the songs, and while you're playing, you're like, what?
Yeah,
and
you know, and you start a song, and then tears start, you know, going, it's like, wow, that's crazy.
Despite their growing recognition over the past 3 years, as three black teens playing punk rock, Isaiah says they still have to overcome audience expectations.
I mean, I get a lot of people who are like, you know, how are you guys not like rap group? You know, like how did you do that? Like, how are you playing punk rock? It's like, one, we listen to it. Two, we're doing it. And three, you know, just because we're black doesn't mean we have to rap.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. Like, some people have actually thought that we were a rap band just from looking at the cover of one of our earlier demos.
This place called Hammerjacks, we sent our picture and demo there, and they're like, oh, we don't book rap groups. And it's like,
oh, my goodness. Just
all right, we'll take our rap to another rock club.
And even though they're playing larger gigs, in St. Joseph, the crowds have still been hard to come by.
We play a headlining gig there on a Friday night, like 15 people maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm being generous.
That's generous.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, if we can't draw here in our hometown, like, that just says something about the scene to me. It, like, that's what it is. Like, there's a lot of bands that play all the time, to no one all the time, and it's just...
How do you guys, like, gear up for something like that?
Just do public practice, you know?
Yeah, you just pretend that there are a lot of people out there.
Yeah, pretend or just have a good time anyways, you know? I mean, we've played in front of, like, 11 people that are really enthusiastic, and that's fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a good time. But if you're playing your hometown for, like, the seventh time after accomplishing so many things and no one cares, it's like, all right, well, I'm done then.
But their discouragement about hometown support isn't stopping them from making music. Their new EP, Devil Fruit, comes out in October, and their single, Romance Dawn, is getting radio play. Isaiah says the inspiration for the single came to him while sitting at a Japanese restaurant with the band's lawyer.
I started hearing Dan out, like, in my head, like, hey, 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 there's... I'm like, what's this? And so I hear it, then I get on my phone, I'm like, on my Evernote, I'm like, hey, hey, and I get it recorded. And then it just came to my head like that. And then I tell Dee and Saul, I'm like, I've got a new song idea. It's going to be a single. And then they're like, whatever. So I mouth it into the microphone. Then they just perfectly got this jam to it. And it just worked. Chorus was hard to do.
Chorus was hard.
Took a while to figure that out, but...
How so? I've never made music before.
Like, you know, sometimes you start off and you're like, hey, this chorus is awesome and really catchy. Let's write a verse around it. Mm. But this was started with a verse that was really catchy, so we had to have an even better chorus. So it was really tough. A lot of chorus ideas went through.
Yeah, went through so many.
I think we wrote our best song yet.
Yeah.
And it just popped into your head because you weren't listening to your lawyer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Other songs on their EP are inspired by their love of anime, the Japanese cartoons that often feature fantastical and sci-fi worlds disparate from ours. In so many ways, Radke goes against the grain of what you'd expect from a punk rock band. They aren't rebelling against political, social, or economic establishments, as their predecessors did. They don't even rail against their parents, as teenagers typically do. In fact, they spend almost every moment with them. And perhaps that's what's so refreshing about their sound, particularly in a genre that has fallen from mainstream attention. Despite singing illusions about cartoon worlds, they take their profession very seriously.
for live shows, we like to keep really high energy. Like, but we don't like to fake it. Like, whatever you're feeling, mm-hmm. like, do it. Be really sincere about it. Don't lie, you know. Put on a good show. Because I feel like play good music, put on a good show. Because why would you go see a live band if they're not going to, you know, put on a show for them, you mm-hmm. know, hurt yourself, you know, do something.
Yeah.
And even with all their success, it's still important for them to play for their hometown. Saul, Isaiah, and Dee were all anxious to see what their upcoming show in St. Joseph would be like.
But the Rendezvous is a cool club, and hopefully the show is very well packed because it's about time mm-hmm. in our hometown. All the controversy, all of the hate, all of the love should get a good crowd.
That Friday in St. Joseph at the Rendezvous, the room was filled and many others milled about the bar. One audience member, Don Ashley, says he discovered the band just a year ago.
If you've never heard of Rag Key before, you should probably get off your ass and start doing something with your life, like listening to good music. I have a feeling they're going to be the next big thing right now. And not only rock and roll music, but punk rock music too, which is, you haven't seen a lot of good, like, honest bands come out of it. So,
as they gear up for a European and West Coast tour, they say they're not afraid to burn out. They've already developed a taste for touring.
Well, we just loved it. Like, a lot of bands don't make it through the first week. And that's how you can see, like, if they're going to be able to be a band or not. But, yeah. like, we really dug it. Like,
I wanted to keep going. I didn't want to
yeah,
go home.
Yeah, I just want to keep on doing it. You know, just play a show every day, meet people, get better. You know, you feel yourself getting better. It's a good feeling.
It seems fitting that a band obsessed with watching anime and sci-fi would dream of a life on the road, a world very different from ours, where you can go from city to city like a wandering samurai, slaying the audience with song. For Casey Currents, I'm Matthew Law Middleton.
See photos of Radke performing that last show in St. Joseph on our website, kcur.org.